Chapter 7, The Gap. He didn't move for several minutes. He couldn't move. The woman's eyes had closed, but her fingers held him like a vice. He made himself relax until he felt her grip loosen. At last, her fingers opened and her hand slid down to hang almost to the floor. Her fingers like a bunch of limp twigs. She slept. For a moment, he wondered whether he should wake Rosie up and sneak out with her, but where would they go? In the dark, once again, he found himself thinking with anger about Annabelle and the way she had let the train go without them. He stood up slowly, careful to make no sudden movement. He held the lantern at his chest height, shielding its light from the old woman. With his body creeping across the uneven floor, he knelt beside the cot where Rosie slept. He brushed back strands of dark hair from her cheek and laid his hand across her forehead, the way Mum did when she checked for a fever. Rosie stirred and turned away from the light. She wasn't too hot. She'd be all right, and in the morning, he reasoned, there'd be a search party. The end.